Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. I'd like to check out. I was in room 205. Here's my room key.
Certainly. I'll just print out a copy of the charges that'll be billed to your credit card. All right, here it is. I hope you enjoyed your stay.
Yes. It was great to have a room right in the downtown area. Oh, wait. I didn't order any room service last night, but there's a charge for it here.
I'm very sorry about that. I can fix that and print a new bill for you.
Actually, I need to get to the airport. My flight leaves in an hour. Can you email it to me?
Absolutely. Have a good flight.
Number 32. Where is the conversation most likely taking place? Number 33. What problem does the woman mention? Number 34. Where will the woman go next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Alston Mechanical. This is Pierre speaking.
Hi, this is Louisa. I'm calling from Truman Power Tools.
Oh, you ordered machine parts from us, right?
Right. Components for our new electric drill.
Were you satisfied with them?
Yeah, they were great. We were really happy with how the drill performed in the product tests.
Glad to hear it. So are you ready to start production?
That's why I'm calling. We're ready to move to full production, so we're going to need a large order of those parts. Could you tell me about your bulk discounts?
Sure. Hold on while I get you the details.
Number 35. What did the woman order from the man's company? Number 36. Why is the woman pleased? Number 37. What does the woman ask about? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Taro, can I have a word with you? One of your employees, Dan Howell, visited me in Human Resources today to let me know he'd be leaving his position as training coordinator.
Oh, yes, Dan. He'll be retiring in 6 months. I'm glad he gave you advance notice.
I am too. However, I wanted to ask you if you'd like me to look into hiring a new employee to replace him.
You know, our current staff is pretty well trained at the moment. Dan's sessions have been very effective. So, for the time being, we won't need to replace him.
Number 38. Which department does the woman work in? Number 39. What will happen in 6 months? Number 40. Why does the man decline the woman's offer? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Nancy, I just found out that sales of our new headphones were low this quarter.
That's surprising because we just redesigned them.
I have an idea. I've noticed a number of city buses that have large advertisements on them. Maybe we could reach more customers that way. A lot of people will see the advertisements as the buses travel around town.
That's a great idea. I'll do some research on how effective this type of advertising is. Then we can decide if we want to invest in it.
Number 41. What problem does the man mention? Number 42. What does the man suggest doing? Number 43. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hello, I'm Sunita Bhargava. I'll be your truck driving instructor. To get started, why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Hans. I like driving, so I think being a truck driver would be a job I'd enjoy.
Hi, I'm Kentaro. I'm here because I want a career change.
Nice to meet you both. First, you should know that trucks get inspected regularly. So today, we'll go over how to prepare a truck for an inspection. Do you have a question, Hans?
Yes. Is there a checklist we could use?
Yes, I'm going to give you that right now.
Number 44. What are the men training to become? Number 45. What will the men learn to do today? Number 46. What does the woman say she will provide? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Isabel, I noticed that we're scheduled to give our seminar in the company cafeteria. Isn't the third floor conference room available?
That conference room isn't large enough. Almost 50 people have signed up so far, and we're expecting even more.
That's good news, but I listened to a guest speaker in the cafeteria a few weeks ago, and I couldn't hear what she was saying. Even with the microphone, the sound just didn't travel well in that room.
Now that you mention it, I've had that experience as well. Let me ask the tech department director if he has any suggestions for improving the sound.
Number 47. Why are the speakers unable to use a conference room? Number 48. What does the man say is a problem with the cafeteria? Number 49. Why does the woman want to contact a colleague? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
David, the automated shipping system just sent me an alert that you requested 100 laptop chargers from the shipping floor here at the warehouse. What's going on? Is there a problem?
The store in West Springfield just called. Each box is supposed to contain a laptop and a charger. Unfortunately, some of the boxes we shipped from this warehouse are missing the chargers. We need to ship new ones out as soon as possible.
Okay. Thanks for taking care of that so quickly. Could you pull up the packaging reports for that shipment? I want to take a look at them so we don't make that mistake again.
Number 50. Where does the conversation take place? Number 51. According to the man, what is the problem? Number 52. What does the woman want to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Ming, can you still drive me to the Hair and Beauty Expo this weekend? I can't wait to see all the new products.
Well, as it turns out, I have a big job this weekend.
That's okay. I can take the bus, but it's a shame you have to work.
Actually, I'm kind of excited. It's a really important wedding, and I'm styling the bride's hair. I'm hoping people will like my work and that it'll lead to some new clients.
You know, I've styled hair for a lot of brides and have some photographs of the results. Would you like to see them? I have them right here on my phone.
That would be great.
Number 53. What does the man mean when he says,
I have a big job this weekend?
Number 54. What will the man do at a wedding? Number 55. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Good afternoon. I reserved a seat online on the 2 o'clock train to Manchester. I'm trying to print my ticket at this machine, but it's not working, and my train's departing soon.
All right. It looks like the machine's out of paper. This is Nadia, my associate. If you'll follow her, she will print the ticket for you at the counter.
Hi. Sorry for the inconvenience. I just need to see the credit card you used to pay for your ticket.
Sure, here you are.
Number 56. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 57. What is the problem with the machine? Number 58. What does Nadia ask the man for? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Liam, the representatives from ProNote International will be here at 2.
Right. They're looking for a caterer, and I'm sure once they sample our food, they'll want to hire us. Teresa put together a great menu, and I think we're ready to start preparing the food for the tasting.
Teresa isn't here.
Oh, she called to say she'd be a little late. It's fine. We have plenty of time. I could even start working on the vegetable coconut curry dish we're planning.
I thought that was a beef dish.
It usually is, but the rep from ProNote made a special request for the demonstration. It'll still be a showcase dish.
Number 59. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 60. Why does the woman say,
Teresa isn't here?
Number 61. According to the man, why was a recipe changed? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and chart.
Mr. Stevens, about our new digital camera, you may remember that we asked 2 consumer focus groups to try it out and tell us what they liked and didn't like. The feedback is in. Take a look.
These are great results. I'm particularly happy that so many people were satisfied with the camera's user manual.
So what's the next step? Do we need to get more feedback?
We have plenty of time before the camera launch. Let's have a group of photographers test it. The opinions of actual professionals will help.
Number 62. What product are the speakers discussing? Number 63. Look at the graphic. What percentage is the man especially happy about? Number 64. What does the man suggest? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and graph.
I'm glad you had time to talk today, Angela. We're meeting with the executive board next week, and we need to discuss this report on production costs.
Yes, I was concerned when I saw the report too.
Well, the board's main concern will be about the cost of producing our hand cream. Look at the current production cost for that. We used to be able to produce it for much less.
I know, but the factory that produces the cream has been having problems with their machinery. That's slowing down production and could be increasing the cost to produce each unit.
Let's take a drive out there tomorrow to get more information.
Number 65. Who will the speakers meet with next week? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which cost are the speakers concerned about? Number 67. What does the man suggest doing? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and order form.
Min-hee, we've been preparing our first play of the new season. Would you mind double-checking the costume order before I submit it?
Sure. Let's see. Okay. We don't need that many hats. Half that amount is fine. We can reuse the ones from the spring production.
All right, I'll lower that. Anything else?
No, the rest looks fine. You submit the order, and I'll go install the new ceiling lights now. They're going to hang from the metal brackets we put in above the stage.
Oh, that'll look nice. Brighter is better.
Number 68. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which quantity will be changed? Number 70. What does the woman say she will do next?